You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Right now on VFN TV, we have Ron Latini, the author of the book Pensacola's West Side Story, A Call to the Church to Unite Around the Gospel. Let me tell you a little bit about him first. Reverend Ron Latini, he's 67 years old today, and during this time we're having this interview. He's married to Marilyn Cobolo Latini. They have two grown children, Christopher and Ashley. Both of them are married. His education, he has a bachelor's of science degree from Palm Beach Atlantic College, 1977, master's of divinity degree from Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, Louisville, Kentucky, 1981. Some of his experience was in 1981, he was ordained in Shively Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky. From 1981 to 1987, he pastored First Baptist Church in Key Largo, Florida. Wish I was there. 1984 to 1988, he was a chaplain in the Army Reserves, first lieutenant. In 1987 to 1997, he pastored First Baptist Church of Lake Park, Florida. He served on a missions committee, evangelism committee as a volunteer position for Palm Lake Baptist Association. 1997 to 2019, he pastored Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, which one time I was a member of historically, in Pensacola, Florida. Its membership increased to over 3,000 resident members. Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, some of the highlights while he was there, he was part of the Florida Baptist Convention meeting of 2003, where his leadership for the faith strategy in the church was celebrated in the state of Florida. Some of the ministries he established when he was there, the Hispanic ministry, preschool, the Most Excellent Way, the addiction ministry that he established there, Christian Social Ministries. And in June 2019, he stepped down and retired as the pastoral ministry. And the same month, 2019, he was commissioned in Lentini Outreach Ministries, and he has a ministry, Unified in Christ. Well, welcome, Ron Latini. So good to have you here, man.
Me too.
Oh, we've been looking forward to this. So this book, you know, you wrote a book, and I got a chance to look at it before it's even gone out there, and it's being published, it's being prepared now by Lifeway, correct?
Yeah.
And so, but the book is entitled, your book is Pensacola's West Side Story, A Call to the Church to Unite Around the Gospel, right? And that's what we're here to talk about. But I want to talk about first, our first encounter. That, you know, when you first contacted me, I mean, actually when you first came to Pensacola, when you first, your first day at pastor of Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, we were involved in this unified movement called Next Step Outback, right. And we were gathering all the leaders and businesses and all the stuff like that to have an encounter with Malachi Mandate, we called it. And as a matter of fact, that's some of the people in the community right there. And we were speaking that morning at the breakfast, and that was the day you were launching there. Who would have known all these years later? Now you're in the unity movement, right. You know, and what God is actually doing. It's exciting to be able to see that. For 10 years, we walked that out, you know, and it was every mountain. That's where VFN Kingdom Business came from, because we had each of the seven mountains of culture. We didn't define it as that. We're just watching government, business, church, and all that work together to make a major move. But I want you to take a look at this, those that are watching and listening, because what we're going to see today is how Ron Latini is now carrying the torch for the next phase of unity in the community. Take a look at this.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
It's all about you. Whoa. It's not about me.
Welcome to Pensacola. Next step. Fathers and sons, Kevin and Chris.
Words, and then we're done. Father, show your hearts to your sons.
senses to begin to defend the cause of the fatherless. Okay, God has told us about this. We understand it. It's been proven to us. What do we do? For not being the father.
Not being the father.
That you need in your life.
Tears. But that was nice because they told me they loved me and God had something special for me and that something good was going to happen to me in my life. Well, I'd have to say that what's been the best part of this camping trip is having the time to spend with fathers and mentors and for children to really get close to their male family side. And it's very hard because fathers are really busy trying to work, and I think this was a great thing for Pensacola. It makes me feel really loved.
Today's sons are tomorrow's men. To be able to have healthy men, healthy fathers, and healthy husbands, which we are seeking, you first have to have healthy sons.
That there's nothing more important than your family. Your time is nothing. Your family's time is everything. And that's what it's all about.
I have never in my life experienced anything like this. No greater moment than seeing my children born have I ever had in my life such as this one. And I'm going to make it my every business to be back here again. I love you, Pastor Greg, and I uphold your vision.
What happened here tonight, I think it was a transformation. It was awesome. I've never seen so much love and outbreaking of kindness and emotion. And I've been to several revivals and events, but nothing like this. Oh, man, this is something I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life, and I know my son will too, and I'll... Biggest thing of all, I know that this has made us closer than we've ever been in our life. And for that, I'm very grateful that I came.
It was excellent. Everybody lined up together, and I mean, everybody was spending time the way it should be around the whole United States, but it's not. If people could get half the experience that I got here, the world probably would be a better place.
I really think that we should need an event like this because it really gives the sons the time to bond with the fathers. It makes me feel awesome. It makes me feel like I have a great value on me, and I enjoy it.
Can't lose by attending something like this. So can't lose. It's a win-win situation. Like I said before, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity because if you don't come, then you've missed out on something great.
It makes you kind of think if you don't have a dad, kind of makes me think about what if you did have a dad.
Well, I just want to say, you know, this has been a wonderful weekend out here for the children and also for the mentors and the fathers too. But I can truly say this has been one experienced weekend for these children. You know, and I strongly suggest that those who see this video, please make it your business to participate in this program. And I guarantee you, you won't regret it.
Powerful. You know, think about it. For 10 years, we carried that passion, that desire, you know, to see unity take place. And I couldn't be more excited to see what God is doing in your life, in your ministry now, Ron Latini, as you're actually launched out. And I saw, you know, you and Dr. James Miller step out and take this torch for unity. You know, because we saw it kind of just tamper down, kind of go, the candle kind of go out like that. We're like, is what's going to happen with it? But just to see what's happening in your life and see how you just said yes to God, you know, we'll talk more about that. But to us, it's like, it's very exciting because we know God shows up when we come together in unity. So it's just powerful. So that's powerful. That's what we were there doing. when you first came to Pensacola and you were speaking, it was your first day at Myrtle Grove Baptist Church.
1997.
We were about to speak on this, and it's like, it's see the how God brought this whole thing together. It's like, wow, only God could do that, right?
Amen.
Only God can do that. Well, so I want to say this, you know, how we got connected later on is that, you know, you called me up and you asked me to help and participate, and we get a lot of phone calls, and most of them we have, we just can't do everything. And I said I would pray about it in a minute, you know. A lot of times we say we'll pray about it. But God spoke to me, like, after you called and showed me very specifically that you are a praying man, and that when you pray, God shows up. And as you pray, and as you speak to each of these groups, and you're praying, God will start calling certain people, and not everybody, but certain people throughout that entire group, these unity groups, who will have that same passion on their life. And once God said that, I'm like, I'm in. So here we are today, you know, after the Lord has spoke and you obeyed the Lord, and just, it was a powerful, powerful thing. I'm just honored to be here, and my answer, of course, is yes. So I want to talk to you, first of all, about that, you know, about being a praying man, because prayer is actually having a conversation with God. And a lot of times people just think, people just get an idea, think this is good, and they just start something. But that's not what you did. Talk to us about writing those pastors out there, as you know, statistically, that don't even pray anymore, you know, unless they're behind the pulpit, or a lot of the Christian church. They don't think, you know, is it just vanity? Is God hearing me? Does it make a difference? Does prayer make a difference? Talk to us a little bit about that, because I believe the Lord's, you know, shared with me that, you know, prayer is talking to God is how you got here. It's how we got here.
Absolutely.
But talk to him, I mean, talk to the person that's watching, that pastor that's listening, that may have given up on prayer, and been trying to do it in their own strength. Share with us about what does it mean to be a praying man.
First of all, Greg, thank you for allowing me to be here and for allowing the Unity pastors to have an opportunity to get the message out of what God's doing here in Pensacola. Prayer has always been important ever since I was born again in 1974 in Key West, Florida. Talking to God has been the mainstay. But after many, many years in the pastorate, in fact, after about 17 years at Myrtle Grove, you know, you have those dry moments.
Right.
You hit a valley or a bump or...
Describe a dry moment, because people are going through that right now.
I think after, you know, you're in and out of routine.
Right.
The routine of ministry, speaking of the pastorate.
Right.
If you're not careful, you can end up, you know, losing focus.
Yes.
And putting your eyes on problems and situations rather than keeping your focus on the Lord. I hit one of those moments. It was, I think it would have been 2013. In 2013. And I came across a book by Mark Batterson entitled The Circle Maker.
Yeah.
A book on prayer, how God used one man and his wife and family to literally start a chain of churches in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. And the concept was, he took the walls of Jericho concept of Israel marching around the walls, being instructed by God to circle the walls until that barrier, that problem, would come tumbling down.
Wow. Powerful.
So I remember I was on my back porch, my prayer spot, there at my home in Lillian, Alabama. And I literally took that concept and I put myself in an imaginary circle on the back porch. And I stood there in the middle and I prayed a prayer. I said, Lord, do something fresh in my life. I can't go on pastoring, because I'd been at that church again, like 17 years.
Right, right.
And you have to have a fresh vision to keep going when you're in, especially in the pastorate, leading a body. You can't rely on yesterday's infilling or empowerment to sustain you for today.
Right.
You know, what's past is past. There has to be fresh oil, fresh oil in the lamp.
Yeah.
So I stood in the middle of that circle. I said, do something God-sized, so unusual in my life, Lord, that when it's all said and done and everybody looks at it, they'll be able to say that can only have been an act of God that brought that about. So just a short time after I prayed that prayer, I get a phone call from the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. The Vice President of Public Relations invited me to join the newly elected president of the convention, the first black president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Dr. Fred Luter from New Orleans.
New Orleans.
And I was there at that convention. I did the opening prayer before the vote in the afternoon at the Southern Baptist Convention. I was on the program. And I thought back then, which was months before, man, I'd sure like to get to know that guy.
Right.
Here I'm getting a call after I prayed right. in that circle for God to do something. And how does it go? Mark says in the book that when you start praying like that, God will do things in your life
right.
that can only, you'll go to places you have no business going, mm-hmm. meet people you have no business of meeting, and it's all orchestrated by the Lord. And that's exactly what
wow.
happened. I ended
powerful.
Up on this airplane mm-hmm. in this racially, culturally mixed team representing right. by all groups, the Southern Baptist Convention,
right.
going to Ethiopia and Uganda. And I was the white guy on the team.
Right.
I was the white guy.
Yeah, Italian white.
Korean,
yeah.
Chinese, Hispanic, mm-hmm. black. Mm-hmm. And I represented the Caucasian guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And what a life-changing experience. But I didn't know then
right.
that was part of a long plan,
right.
orchestrated plan that God had,
right.
linking me up with Fred.
Right. So then, you know, when you pray, you can't answer your own prayer. You have to be open for what God's going
Whatever
to say.
Whatever it is. Like when that phone call came, this
right.
must be the Lord.
Yeah.
This is it. I have no business being
right.
on the plane.
Right. And so that's yeah. a big deal. So, you know, a teenager yeah. would say, Dad, can I borrow the car? But he doesn't wait for the answer and just takes the keys. His desire was to drive that car.
Right.
It wasn't to hear what the father had to say about the car.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so prayer is like, yeah. okay, get ready. He may say, start yeah. television network.
right.
You never know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And so that's awesome. So I encourage everybody right now that's watching and that's listening that, you know, that you got to be open. Your heart's got to be open, like Rhonda Tenney's talking about. And
hey,
God,
one more
yeah,
thing
go ahead,
that was
yeah,
the
go
fasting
ahead.
Aspect,
okay.
which I failed to mention. Yeah, fasting has always been important through my pastor.
Describe what fasting is, or those might not know it.
When we would run into a problem at the church here in Pensacola.
A problem meaning like people had different points of view?
Yeah,
about
points of view, right. You know, people coming at, you know, like a division within
right.
the body, potential division. I would call the church to 40 days of fasting and prayer.
That's something.
That initiated.
Whatever, let them have it.
What was it? The remember the Rick Warren, the 40 days
yes.
of purpose.
Yeah, 40 days purpose.
We did that citywide campaign,
yes. mm-hmm.
and that was all about, you know, taking 40 days mm-hmm. biblically mm-hmm. and fasting and praying. Well, what I did with that at that juncture when I put myself in that prayer circle mm-hmm. is I committed to fast a day a week. And that particular day, just, you know, from sundown to sundown,
right,
a one day fast
mm-hmm.
weekly, and I call my church to do the same thing,
right,
and every time we would stop to do something like that,
right,
when everything was said and done, it brought the church, at least in our case, 97% unity.
Yeah.
And every one of those junctures, never got 100,
right.
but 97, overwhelming majority, right. even at one time where it was a 50-50 divide
right.
over a building program issue. Prayer and fasting brought the body of Christ together. I know the power.
Yeah.
So at that
That's
juncture
awesome.
In 2013, you know, it was a prayer and fasting along with, you know,
praying,
a brokenness, being open
yeah.
to seek God.
Right.
But the fasting, it clears the mind and clears your heart.
Kind of shuts down our flesh, so we're not having a carnal answer to
does.
Things. Someone's like, oh, okay, God.
Yeah.
It's true, that's good, it's very good.
Fast
that's encouraging for pastors out there trying to work through a divide in their church.
Fast and pray.
Yeah, the 40 days don't do it, so we're going to go another 40. It's like, whoa, we'll give in to mess with you. That's, and Isaiah 58 talks about what a true fast is and how to walk in its ability, how we treat each other, and being respectful and loving God and all. That's pretty powerful. And we have, of course, we have a lot of people out there want to be able to have that kind of relationship with God, and we have what's they need a simple plan to do it, and we have a plan for you right now. If that's you, you can go to iabide.org, and it's learning how to abide with God. It'll come right to you in your email. We have people from all the nations of the world right now that have signed up and got their abiding plan. And it's simple, but yet you're beginning a process of dialoguing with God, talking with God, and what Ron is saying is very powerful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN-KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.